Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, can't do it without him, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie the Arnold, what a show.
Oh, yeah. What a weekend. Exhausting weekend.
Oh, exhausting doesn't even begin to describe it. And you did way more than I did. I can't even imagine how you did it all, from setup to tear down. But the overall payoff was very, very positive.
Oh, yeah. It was an amazing weekend. A lot of good stuff happened.
And, you know, Friday to Sunday, we actually ended up having six shows over those 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Full wrestling shows.
Yep. We kind of switched Sunday up and mixed things up because of the Impact Gut Check Challenge and stuff that happened. And so we ended up just making Sunday mostly a wrestling show besides our WrestleFit class. So, yeah, we ended up doing six shows instead of five.
And, you know, all these shows were amazing. Each show was roughly 2.5 hours long, all kinds of action, some high flying stuff, some ground and pound. There was a little bit for everybody. And quite frankly, the crowds astounded me as to who was watching us perform.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, there was all kind of people, you know, like I said, especially Saturday, I didn't realize how many people, cause where I was just running around like crazy all weekend, I didn't realize how many people was actually sitting around watching. And until I saw like the videos and the pictures and stuff, but you know, yeah, it was crazy.
And not just in the seats, but I mean, we had standing room only for at least 3/4 of Saturday with people just enjoying the action because New Ohio Wrestling was putting out a great quality product. We had some great talent, not just our local talent, but we had brought in some talent from other promotions, and they all brought it to the ring and entertained everybody. A lot of people really appreciate what we're doing. And, you know, funny enough, former WWE superstar Mojo Rawley was in the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recording and talking with the Savage Gentleman, Victor Benjamin, and Crosshairs Kelly decided to rough up Victor Benjamin, and he got all of that on his podcast Game Day.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I got to talk to him a little bit when he came up, and I was kind of ribbing him a little bit, and he was standing there and he was talking to everybody, and he was a really friendly guy. And, you know, the high energy you seen when he was Mojo Rawley is legit in real life too. You know, you could just tell he was full of energy and ready to burst, you know, and trying to hold himself in. And I just kind of walked up to him and I was like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, your third match. I was like, why are you out here? And he just like got this biggest grin and he's like started bouncing up down. He's like, oh shoot, you got me booked. I was like, yeah, man. And like we started laughing and, you know, joking and stuff. But yeah, he was fun. He was a lot of fun. Real cool dude.
You know, we had bodybuilders and all kinds of people attending the Arnold were really attracted to New Ohio Wrestling and what we were doing, which from what I understand that they were very happy with us and they've invited us back next year.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I figure we would, you know, have to prove ourselves again, just like before, like we always do, you know, to make sure, you know, prove that we belong there. And I was expecting to hear something like after it was all over with, you know, and there was a couple of weeks went by, but they came up to us Saturday. And apparently, I guess Arnold and, you know, the other producers and the people that do the Arnold, create the Arnold, there's cameras up in the booths or the lofts or whatever they're called. And they point down to all the events. And I guess they kept, you know, my guy that was helping us, you know, our Arnold representative, I kept calling him my handler, but I don't think that's what, you know, I don't know what his true title was, but he said that they were watching the videos and that he said they were real impressed with our, you know, the way the crowd was coming over to us. And he said when they would look at the monitor and stuff, they would always see, you know, a good crowd there. So, you know, on Saturday, so we were real pleased with that. And they came down and said they wanted us to come back next year. So, you know, as of right now, you know, like I said, never say never. And, you know, things can always change. But as of right now, we're scheduled to be back next year.
And, you know, what a feather in New Ohio Wrestling's cap, because we've mentioned it before, but the only other professional wrestling promotion that has ever done the main floor at the Arnold Expo is the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, that's got to speak volumes for New Ohio Wrestling and, you know, Ohio wrestling and indie wrestling in general.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it was a big honor, obviously. And, you know, and like I said, everybody we had come work for us and stuff that weekend, you know, you could tell that was a special moment for all of them as well. You know, the attitudes were great. You know, they're, you know, like I said, everybody, you know, it was a long weekend for everybody. You know, we were there 3 days. You know, people get tired. Some people get cranky, you know, things happen, but, you know, for the most part, I'd say 99% of the weekend was fantastic, you know? And it just goes to show though, you know, how we build our locker room and how professional everybody is and that we can do something like that. Cause I mean, one show on a Saturday night's, you know, bad enough, it's stressed enough, not doing two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday. Plus the Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy was there doing their demonstrations and training. And then the WrestleFit, Superman Onyx was in there doing WrestleFit demonstrations, you know, so, you know, that's a lot of stuff that'd be going on.
it is. And, you know, we had a couple of hiccups, minor hiccups, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, talent wasn't ready, or the music was wrong, or we didn't have music.
Yeah,
but we, you know, we worked through it, and in the end, you know, a lot of things the spectators didn't even notice.
No, I'll say for the issues we did have, and for doing, like I said, six wrestling shows and, you know, three demonstrations and three wrestle fits, I'll take it. You know, I'll put up with those issues anytime. It's like, heck, I'd be all right with putting up with something simple like that for just one show, let alone 3 days a weekend.
It was a heck of a weekend, and it's probably one of the biggest weekends New Ohio Wrestling's ever had, if not the biggest.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was definitely the biggest event we've ever done, for sure. Absolutely. Like I said, it was a total of 24 hours of content. And like I said, it was just nonstop. And you know, especially for me and Terry and some people, you know, behind the scenes, like my day started, you know, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday was the Arnold, but my weekend started Tuesday night, you know, because Tuesday night after our training class, we basically broke the ring down, loaded up all the stuff we needed into the U-Haul, and then got it all ready. And then Wednesday morning, you know, we was up again and drive down the convention center, you know, get there, get everything unloaded. So Wednesday we're setting up, we get it most of the way done. So we come back Thursday, and which I didn't anticipate this, but I was wanting to get most of it done Wednesday and then do a little bit like the little last minute touches Thursday morning. And then Thursday afternoon, me and Onyx was going to walk around and network with people and meet people and do that. But we forgot about our gift bags, our gimmick bags we were handing out to the crowd, and we hadn't like put them all together. So we had to spend like most Thursday, like doing those bags and getting all that stuff done. Plus, you know, the other stuff with the ring and getting it all ready and running all the wire, the electrical cables. And so, yeah, so we'd miscalculated our time. And so we didn't get to do much networking, but you know, we had a few people come up to us and reach out to us. So that was good. But like I said, it was, just a crazy day. And so Wednesday and Thursday was all set up. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as you know, was just, you know, from start to finish, just nonstop go. I think I stopped one time each day to eat me some Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So, you know, they had a Chick-fil-A right by us, which was awesome. So I had a spicy chicken and a regular chicken, you know, every day, except for Sunday. Me and Terry actually got little bowls from the little Mexican stand there, kind of like a Chipotle bowl. And we kind of sat in the crowd and actually sat down and watched and enjoyed it for, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. Actually, it was the WrestleFit stuff we were watching. So, and then Sunday, you know, broke down, loaded everything back up, and which, you know, all of the other 4 million vendors were doing the same thing at the same time. So it was chaos. And then
everybody jockeying to get in the
box and fighting for position. Luckily, I had Terry's dad with us. He come in from Oklahoma and stayed the weekend with us and just had a blast. And but he's a life career long truck driver, so he's got that truck driver attitude and mentality. So you know, he basically just kind of went out there and just started, you know, doing what he does and talking people up and talking people down and moving this and moving that. And he basically got us right up to the dock door. Like everybody else had to walk through the parking lot, and we backed right up to the dock door and stuff. So, you know, I was thankful that he has the gift of gab talent that he does. So, but yeah, so like I said, we loaded that up. Then we took it back to the training center, and then we unloaded it, and then we started setting it all back up. And then, cause I didn't want to come back Monday and have to, you know, I had some of my haunt people actually help, you know, with Mike and all them, Mike Newsom and Jay and Ralphie and a couple people stopped up, Big Mike, and, you know, they come and helped us and stuff. So I was going to take that help when I could get it. So we, basically got the ring and everything all set back up, Sunday night. And all I had to do was just tighten the ropes. And then, you know, we had everything else like scattered on the floor, like all of the, you know, the banners and the whatever, the gimmicks and all that stuff and the tools. So we just left it because we were exhausted by that point. And then come back Monday and then, you know, finish tightening the ropes and then straightened up the training center because we had it all tore apart where we were moving everything to get everything out. And then so put the training center back together, hung all the banners back up, got the – so basically my Arnold weekend – started Tuesday night and ended that following Monday night. So
long weekend.
Yeah. So yeah, needless to say, I was pretty exhausted.
I can't imagine, you know, how exhausted you were, man. It's like, I didn't do a fraction of what you did and I was tired.
Yeah. Well, see, that's that wrestle fit. I got to get myself into shape so I can do this stuff.
I know I need to, I you need to like have a wrestle fit down here or something, you know,
there because you go.
I really would like to be a part of that, but it's not conducive to driving that
much. Right. Yeah. All right. I'll say if we're going to be doing these big events, I got to be ready. I'll be 50 this year. So, you know, I'm not that old yet, but you know, like I said, I'm getting there. So I got to start getting myself back into shape so I can keep going.
Listen to you, man. You're 50. I just turned 57. Yeah. You're bitching about 50.
Oh no, I'm not bitching. I'll be in a bit when I turn 50 in July. I'll probably be in the best shape I've been in years, like even before when I was wrestling. But I mean, I was fat and stuff when I was wrestling too, but I you know, like I said, I'll probably be in better shape when I'm 50 than I was back when I was 27 28. That's my goal anyway. I'm getting there.
Well, I was a lot more fit when I was 27 or 28 than I am now, so I tell you that much. But what a weekend, you know. I mean,
oh yeah,
such amazing talent. I mean, we had talent from the NWA, we had talent from FGW, we had talent from OCW, we had, you know, talent just all over the place that wanted to be. I mean, you had to turn away talent because we didn't have no spaces.
Yeah, we had Jackson Stone from Impact. He was there. You know, and probably a good half dozen wrestlers that was on our card has been on AEW Dark and NWA and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, we had a stacked roster the whole weekend. So, yeah, it was a blessing.
Oh, we did. And don't forget, we had the trainer of champions, Cody Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wrestled Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. He wrestled twice Saturday and then once Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, and we had, you know, Magic Jake Dumas. We had Alex Taylor from the NWA. Yeah, and of course, you know, the big thing is we crowned new tag team champions for New Ohio Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Warhoss.
Warhoss, the first ever tag team champions.
Yeah. And they ran the gauntlet. They started out at the beginning of the tournament and made it all the way through. And you know, love them or hate them, their tactics are questionable, but I can't deny the fact that they earned it.
Oh yeah, I said that last match with Luis and Theo was brutal. I mean, they were beating a snot out of each other. It's like
they were, the tempers were starting to flare, and
oh yeah,
it was brutal, and it was a miscalculation on Luis and Theo that really turned the tide and gave Warhoss the win.
Yeah. Yeah. And kudos to Luis and Theo, by the way. You know, they just started this new tag team called Bad Boys for Life. And, you know, they look good together. They work well together. You know, yeah, there was a miscalculation at the end that cost them the tag belts. But yeah, I think they're going to be a tag team to be reckoned with. The more they work together and get it tuned in. I mean, I'm going to have everybody put them, you know, they're going to put everybody on notice. I'm going to have to keep my eye on them for sure.
Well, I think once they learn, get their communication better,
mm-hmm.
they could pose a threat to Warhorse.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, even now they gave Warhorse all they could handle until, you know, and like I said, just when, you know, it only takes one mess up, one mishap, and that's what happened, you know? So yeah, like I said, they're going to be a tag team to be, you know, be watched for sure.
And, you know, of course, Onyx, the penultimate champion, mm-hmm. successfully defended the Arnold Sports Festival Championship all weekend long.
Yep, five times. He asked to be put to the test. He said it's the Arnold, and he's the Arnold champion. He wants to represent and put him to the test. So that's what we did. And, you know, he picked up some big wins. You know, he beat Matt Taylor. He beat Magic Jake Dumas from NWA. I mean, he had some big quality, you know, he had some big quality wins. And, yeah, he beat Tommy with Ripper, you know, at his side, trying to pull his shenanigans again. You know, like I say, he had some big wins this weekend, or this, you know, the Arnold.
You know, he did too. And these guys took him to task. Don't make, you know, you'll see the video once it gets produced.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, all these guys really, I'll tell you what, Scotty Amos.
Yeah, Amos. I forgot about him. Yep.
He's a lot smaller, but boy, did he really test Onyx.
Yeah, he took it to him.
He, you know, his speed versus Onyx's size, you know, it and could his, have hung either way.
And his brass knuckles, let's not forget that.
I didn't see any brass knuckles.
Yeah, we got perfect video of it.
But Magic Jake Dumas too, I mean,
yeah, which he's a big guy.
He is. He definitely is big, big, solid guy. And
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of, you know, there's a couple of times I thought Onyx was going to lose the belt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, he wanted tested. So that's what we did. And he came through, you know, and kudos to him, you know, on a personal level as well. Cause, you know, yeah, he worked five matches in, you know, 3 days, and that's a task for anybody. But not only did he do that, you know, he's been working with us at the training center, as everybody knows. He does our WrestleFit classes. And, you know, that's who my personal trainer is, because, you know, outside of wrestling, he's a certified personal trainer. And so he's been working with me and all the other people that do WrestleFit. But, you know, also on top of the five matches, he did 3 days of an hour long WrestleFit class demonstration, where he had people like some of our current clients in there doing some WrestleFit to show the crowd. And then, you know, he would have the crowd come in, like if somebody wanted to give it a try. And, you know, like I said, Saturday especially, I think he had 20, 25 people get in there and try it. And I mean, the ring was just busy, you know, like crazy. And, you know, we had people of all shapes, sizes, you know, anything. Like we even had, you know, one guy that's in a wheelchair, but he can get up and move around. And we got him in the ring, and he was doing it, you know, climbing up on the ropes and stuff like that. And that was really cool to see. You know, that was kind of a heart puller, you know, tugging on the old heartstrings there to see that. And, so yeah, that, like I said, it was great to see, you know, all the effort that he put in to it, you know, and it just shows, you know, that he's a believer, you know, in the Arnold and the Arnold title. He's a believer in, you know, the WrestleFit program. And, you know, and I, you know, just want to encourage people to, you know, take a look at our WrestleFit program. You know, and like I said, there's a lot of work and effort's been going into it. And, you know, so just once again, kudos to Onyx for not only defending the title successfully five times, but also 3 days of, you know, doing the WrestleFit classes too. You know, I'm sure he was feeling it on that, you know, that Monday as well.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a lot of stamina. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And let's not forget.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
The show, Robbie Starr, has been dethroned.
Yeah, yeah, that was going to be my next topic. Yep.
We have a new NOW heavyweight champion in Marion Fontaine.
Yep, yep. The former handlebar haberdasher.
But he's now the world's finest semi-pro wrestler.
Yep, and the now champion.
Yes, yes. You know, they had a match on Friday, which he came up short on, but on Saturday, Marion was up to the task, and Robbie finally lost his belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that those two are done with each other. I'm sure there's going to be some more down the road. You know, I don't see Robbie. I mean, yeah, Robbie's, you know, shady and underhanded and, you know, full of himself, but he's not the kind of person to just, you know, walk away after he loses a title. So, you know, I don't think that's the last you're going to hear of Robbie and Marion Fontaine for sure.
Oh no. As much as Robbie loves that title, you know, he's going to be right back in Marion's face. I mean,
oh yeah.
He's, you know, he always crows about how great he is. And, you know, you basically had to make him wrestle to defend that title, 'cause he kept ducking the challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, he was hard to deal with, you know, just, you know, he always thought he was too good to come to Columbus unless it was a big time event. And, you know, he would never come and do any kind of, like, you know, what do you want to call it? Personal appearances, I guess, or signings or anything. You know, he was always too good. And, you know, he always had a ripper or his lawyer or somebody reach out to us and talk for him. And, you know, he was just hard to deal with. So, you know, I don't want anybody to, you know, lose anything, but, you know, I'm not mad that he's not the champion and we don't have to deal with him anymore on that part of it.
So. But, you know, he's going to be driving you crazy for a rematch.
Oh yeah, he already is. He's already been reaching out to us and everything.
he's throwing out that rematch clause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course he's claiming shenanigans, you know, just like at the last Arnold, when Arnold came out there and he lost the Arnold title to Onyx, you know, he blamed Arnold. Now he's blaming other stuff on this one. So,
you know, let's be real, during the Arnold, you know, Arnold had a little something to do with it.
Yeah, he, I ain't gonna say he wasn't distracting, you know, so, you know, but yeah, so yeah, that is, like I said, it was a historical weekend for New Ohio Wrestling, and an exhausting weekend, and a fun weekend, an exciting weekend. I mean, it was basically just a bag of emotions all the way around. And, you know, oddly enough, you know, I was so exhausted on Tuesday that I think I pretty much did overdo it, because I ended up on Wednesday not feeling well. And I was like feeling like I had a head cold, which I figured I was going to get something, because it was still a little chilly when the wind blew. And I was there, like I said, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that back dock door near where we were was open. And I was always, you know, all weekend I was in and out of that, in that cold breeze, and I didn't have a jacket or nothing on. And it was just, yeah, I was wearing like a, you know, shirt. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to get sick, I bet. So I started feeling like I was getting a head cold. So just to be safe, I took a COVID test, and I ended up testing positive. So yeah, it was an at-home test, and it was like the line was real light. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I trust this or not, because Terry tested too, because she wasn't feeling bad, but she was just wanting to see. So she tested negative. So they said, even if it's a light line, to check, you know, to go take a real test anyway. So we scheduled an appointment and went and did the test the next day. And sure enough, you know, she tested negative, I tested positive. I was like, well, I knew I was going to get a head cold, but I expect I'd get COVID. But But, you know, like I said, everybody was supposed to wear a mask at the Arnold technically, but yeah, there wasn't very many people doing it. And which I knew, which I'm surprised there wasn't, like, you know, more people that got COVID, and which, you know, like I said, you know, people have their opinions on mask and no mask. And, well, like I said, you know, I was fully vaccinated and all this and that. So I figured if nobody's wearing a mask, I'm not, you know, yeah, I've had my booster. I've had my full vaccinations, everything that I could get, I've had. So, and then I still get it. It's like that.
Well, you know, to me, it's just like the flu anymore.
I mean, yeah, that's what it was. I was, you know, which I did, you know, after, like, we got the call and I was positive, Terry made me go up to the bedroom. And so I was stuck in my bedroom for 5 days, which was, you know, as weird as it sounds, you know, I don't want to sound insensitive because I've had friends, you know, pass away from COVID, but it was kind of a blessing for me because I was so wore down and exhausted, which is probably why I got sick anyway. And so, yeah, I was forced to stop and take a break and rest. So it was, you know, it was a chance for me to recover, you know, and all that. So, you know, like I said, it was a blessing and a curse at the same time, I guess.
You don't want to be cooped up there, but at the same time, your body needs time to heal.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus I didn't debate it because, you know, she was there, you know, we have our daughter still living with us. We got the hurricane with us and I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going to take a chance of putting them at risk. You know, I'm just going to do the responsible thing. And, you know, so I got my, which I did get some work done, you know, so that was good. Once I got rested, you know, 5 days is a long time. You know, I got my computer and my books and I went back at it and started doing some wrestling work and some marketing work. And so, you know, I did get some work done, but yeah, I also got some much needed rest. So it was like that. So it was an interesting couple of weeks. We'll just say that.
You know, I had a lot of fun too, I got to say. And I love doing ring announcing for you, but I didn't just do ring announcing this time around, which is unusual.
Yeah.
The last time we did the Arnold at the Kids and Teens Expo, most of the time I was ring announcing, but I did a brief period of color commentary, and Adam Michaels asked if I would join him on color commentary again at this show. And it's like, wow, okay. I thought I did shitty last time, but if Adam wants me, okay. Mm-hmm. And I had fun. It was really a lot of fun doing color commentary. And you know, I had my monkey suits on, and that's another story. I mean, I bought tuxedo because I had to look good for the Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't have all my shirts because I couldn't find them. So Saturday morning, I'm out trying to find a shirt that'll fit my big ass. And I'm driving all over Columbus to big and tall men's stores. And I finally found, I paid like $70 for this shirt.
Mm.
But I've still got it.
Yeah, I'll hang on to that bad boy.
Whatever it is. But I couldn't do another day in the same shirt. I'd stink.
Right.
From Friday, you know, it's like,
oh yeah. Yeah, that was one of my things too. I made sure I had three separate, because we wear polo shirts when we do events. So I made sure that I had three separate polo shirts to and three separate pair of pants and everything in my closet, so I'd be ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to put my tuxedo into dry cleaning now.
Mm-hmm.
But my gosh, it was fun for me too. It really was. And
oh yeah,
I can't wait to watch the produced shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, not only so I can watch everything from a different perspective, but so I can critique myself from when I was doing it, because I want to learn from it, you know. And
oh yeah,
I'm still new at it, but like I said, I had fun, and Adam was great with me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'd say we're going to have a lot of stuff coming. You know, we had a lot of production there, which I was grateful for. You know, Mallory came in Friday and Saturday and stayed with us all day and did pictures, which we got the pictures back now. They're done. So we're going to start posting pictures. You've probably seen people already posting stuff, the pictures of them and stuff. So, yeah, we got some nice looking shots of, you know, everybody. And then we also had two different camera crews there. One was, you know, filming a documentary. Well, actually three, I take that back. Nate was there and he followed us from you know, Wednesday on doing a documentary. So, you know, he followed us around and cause we thought it would be kind of neat. For one thing we've lacked in with the new Ohio wrestling is telling our story. You know, we haven't told really our story of being a family promotion, you know, me and my wife and running it and the kids helping out. And then, all you know, then you guys and all the friends and stuff coming in to help out. And so we kind of wanted to start doing documentary type stuff to tell our story and get our story out there. And so he was there. And then, of course, you know, Dirk was there, filmed all five shows. So we got all of that that needs produced. And then we had other people there that came in and they filmed for us and, you know, which is a new company we're working with here in town. And, you know, they did some commercials for us, Snapmare Productions. And, you know, they came in and did some commercials for us because we wanted some, you know, some different new WrestleFit Junior commercials. We want to do some Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy commercials eventually. And then they also filmed the wrestling shows too. So, you know, they got the WrestleFit and the WrestleFit Junior commercials to us already, which we've already started posting them online. But yeah, like I said, the shows are going to take a while because, you know, like I said, it takes a while to do one wrestling event and get it produced and, you know, edited and all that. So, you know, now we're laying five on them. So, you know, it's going to take everybody a little bit, but yeah, we're going to have some real cool footage and people's probably going to be sick of seeing new Ohio wrestling Arnold stuff here in the coming months because we're going to be pouring it on them. But you know, hey, that's the way it is. And so like I said, it'll be out. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming and like all the videos, all the hits and misses and all that.
Excellent. You know, what else can we say? I mean, the Arnold's wrapped up. It was a great show. And mm-hmm. You know, on the horizon, we're heading over to Circle Expo.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And before I forget, you know, also I said, you know, gave kudos to Onyx. I also want to give kudos to the Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy too. You know, James Avery and Sam and Chad or Cyrus and Tommy Chill, they went out of their way to, you know, come in and do the demonstrations for us. They showed up and helped with the ring set up and tear down and all that. They did their, 3 days of our program. They did 2 days of pro wrestling training. We canceled the Sunday one because, you know, the gut check and stuff, which the Sunday show was total chaos. Like all the matches got changed around, you know, and actually Tommy Chill stepped up for me because I was already busy as it was. So then I'm like, now I got to rewrite this whole show. And then Tommy Chill stepped up and took over and basically rewrote the whole Sunday show for me. And got everybody's matches, got their order, got them in place. So, you know, huge thanks to him for that, because that was a big weight off my shoulders once I seen because he does Pro Wrestling Live. That's his company. You know, they do their show. So he's already, you know, knows how to do it. So once I seen he had the paper and he sat down at the table, I was like, all right, he's got it. I was like, so I could move on. And but yeah, I mean, those guys did great. They got in there and did some wrestling demonstrations. We had a lot of interest in pro wrestling training. We had somebody actually sign up at the Arnold, get started for pro wrestling training on Saturday. They signed up. So, and we've had a bunch of, you know, interest since then. And so like I said, and same with WrestleFit, you know, we've got a lot of feedback about the Pro Wrestling Academy and a lot of feedback about the WrestleFit. And so I think it was pretty successful. And just kudos to those guys as well. Actually, Queen Aminata, she came in and helped do the pro wrestling training too. You know, she was, you know, a participant and a student and stuff like that, and her and others, you know. So yeah, like I said, big thanks to all those guys. And yeah, it was great to have everybody just, you know, like I said, it went a lot smoother than I expected it with all the wheels and gears we had turning with all the different, you know, things we had going on, and it went a lot smoother than I expected. So, you know, kudos to the whole team, you know, wrestlers, announcers, refs, you know, a lot of the Carnage Haunted House people show up for volunteers. You know, some of Onyx's personal trainees came that, you know, are clients of his. They came and helped, you know, a lot of people came and helped out and volunteered. And that was a huge, you know, relief. You know, a lot of the WrestleFit clients, you know, came and showed up and helped. So, you know, yeah, it was awesome to see.
Don't forget the James Avery Open Challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about it and I didn't mention it, but yeah. And also on top of doing his, training classes, he also wrestled. He actually wrestled 6 times, I believe. No, he did. No, he ended up five times. So yeah, he also wrestled 5 times. And yeah, he did the James Avery Open Challenge. He had his own, he's got a belt made for it. And yeah, so he did one match after at the end of each training session. And then he was on, you know, every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, big kudos to him for putting in the work and, you know, as well. So, yeah, he did the 5 matches and then 2 days of pro wrestling training. So, you know, he wasn't a slouch from that weekend either. He was putting the work in.
You know, I've got to say this before we shift gears, but one of his recent graduates, Austin Blaze,
mm-hmm.
promoters in the area need to watch this guy. He's
kid something, ain't he?
He is something. I mean, he just has skyrocketed right through training and
mm-hmm. yep. He's only been wrestling like 5 or 6 months at this point.
Right. And he's solid. He's a high flyer.
Got a good look.
Yeah. Good look. Great gimmick. And he brings it. I mean, you know, his match with Tommy Chill.
Mm-hmm. They did real well.
Yeah. Somebody who outweighs him by quite a bit.
Like 3 times.
But he was up to task, and mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen anybody move that quickly through the pro wrestling training ranks in recent memory. I mean, obviously there's others that have, but
yeah.
Austin is just, I remember seeing him just, he was a green trainee just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually, I believe he started training like right around the time we opened up the training center.
Exactly.
And Avery, James Avery and them brought the Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy over to the now training center. That's when he like first started. So it's been almost a year. So he's definitely got some potential and some talent. So
watch out for this kid. He's going places.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like I said, we even put him in a mixed tag with, Lena Lennox was his partner, and then we put him in with Andrew Palace and Katie Arquette, which is 2 seasoned wrestlers, and even Lena Lennox herself is a seasoned wrestler. And, you know, like I said, I didn't get to see the whole match because I was running around, but from what I did see, he was in there holding his own. So, you know, kudos to him.
Yep, he was definitely. I was doing color commentary for that one, so
mm-hmm.
I was watching the whole thing, and he's going to be one to watch. I mean, promoters really need to keep an eye on him because –
Oh yeah, for sure.
Booking. So that's about the wrap up for the Arnold.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So like I said, there's not much more to say. And if there is, I probably done forgot it anyway, because like I said, so much went on, you know, that you just, some things you forget. And except for the fact that Terry kept making me go back to the Celsius stand and get her Celsius drinks. He was, you know, said, I don't drink energy drinks or stuff like sport drinks and stuff, but you know, she likes that Celsius because it's, you know, supposed to be good for you and all that, but I just haven't tried them yet. So I went up and got one, you know, like it was for me, and I give it to her. So she had like 6 of them when we were all done.
Should have been wired.
Yeah. Well, she didn't drink them all. She brought up like most of them home. She only had 1 or 2. But yeah, she just wanted to get as many as she could.
And, you know, next on the horizon is Squared Circle Expo.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up.
Yeah. We're doing this recording on March 24th. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, just April 15th and 16th, we're going to be in Indianapolis rubbing elbows with some big stars.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's going to be another fun one. Like I said, we got our hotel booked. We got our table, our vendor tables taken care of. We're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. And I booked the same hotel this year. So,
yeah, there you go. So you'll have some elevator stories yourself now.
Yeah. You know,
maybe we can get Andrew Anderson to chop you a little bit.
I'd rather have somebody like Medusa, but okay.
Yeah.
She won't be there, but hey, Chelsea Green.
There you go.
Mickey James. Scarlett Bordeaux. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All kind of good stars are. It's going to be a fun weekend for sure.
Oh, they've got so many more stars than they had last year. Mm-hmm. I really hope they've expanded their space.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to be better prepared. We're going to have video this year.
Yes, we are. But no headbangers.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think, I haven't seen Boogeyman either. Is Boogeyman coming back or?
I haven't seen him on the guest list yet.
Yeah. So Shauna dodged another bullet.
Yeah. We're still going to tease her about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we did that during Honor Weekend.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted so much to get the headbangers on video this time around.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, maybe next time.
Oh yeah.
But the definitely video. There's not going to be any of this audio crap. It's all going to be, I mean, there'll be audio for the audio portion of the podcast, which will just rip off of the video, but
right. Yeah.
For those of you that want to watch the video, you'll be able to see everything that we do at Squared Circle Expo this year.
Oh yeah.
So, wow. I can't wait for that. It's been busy, busy, busy. And, you know, New Ohio Wrestling, WrestleFit, and WrestleHorror are getting a lot of buzz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing else to say for now, but keep watching and listening.
Oh, yeah. I can say we got some stuff coming down the road. We got some shows coming up here in the spring and summer. Might have an announcement here within the next week or two of another event we're going to be doing, possibly in May. So, you know, we'll just keep it under wraps until we get the final word for now. But I know June 1 and 1 of July, we got a couple shows on Thursday night that we're doing for Fortress Obets. And so we're looking forward to that. And then, yeah, again, like I said, we're in talks with some people about maybe doing one or two other shows this year. And then we're going to have the Zucchini Fest and stuff again. So, yeah, so it's going to be a busy summer for us. So we're ready.
Definitely. It's, you know, everything's, a lot of restrictions have been lifted. So we're doing shows.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're getting back at it. We're getting back to where we were planning on 2020. And when they came on the news, you know, 2 days before we were supposed to set up for the Arnold and canceled on us. Yeah. We had big plans for ramped up for that year. So, you know, now we're got to get back into it stuff.
So, wow. So much going on, Donnie, but, let's not give it all away, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not yet.
So for myself, Meat Hook Jim, and my co-host, Donnie Hoover, this has been the Arnold Recap, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Yep. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the WrestleHorror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.